Welcome again to That's Not the Point podcast. I'm your girl Tosh in the States, and across the way is my girl Gio. What up, G?
I'm good. I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. It's been a minute. I miss you.
I missed you too. I missed you too. You're
So
looking good.
what's on your mind? What's on your agenda that you're like itching to like get to first?
Oh my God, so many things. So many things have been bothering me these last couple of weeks. Why does everything bother me, first of all? They have nothing to do with me.
I think it's just the status of like our world. We're in a stressful time.
Stressful, stressful time. You know what's really bothering me more than anything? Like celebrities that complain. And I think that's why I wanted to be on a podcast to begin with, to complain about their complaining. Like
Yes.
how dare you? So much in the news. First of all, let's talk about our weekends and stuff. It's been a
Yes.
minute since
Been a
we're up
minute.
in up.
What's up? I don't have much to say. I work and I actually went bowling this weekend. My bowling game is actually pretty good. And that's about it. That's about that.
We're just gonna stop with that. You want bowling, period?
I
Okay.
went bowling and I was decent and yeah, it was good. It was good.
You're being really vague about these plans.
Being really vague about these plans. I know. I don't just, yeah, well, that's pretty much it. It was with dinner, bowling,
Oh,
work, and then I chilled at home. So it was like a
that's okay.
little play, a little work, a little rest and relaxation.
Are you in that like spirit?
In what spirit?
The spirit of the summer. Are you
The
in it?
spirit of the summer? I don't know. The weather has been so shitty that it's been not like summery just yet. In mind, yes. In physicality, well, physicality, yes, too. Just kidding.
Telling you, I'm telling you, whatever you're doing, you know, keep it going.
You know.
No, I know.
Okay, let's bring it back. So what you wanted to complain? No, this is something you bring up to me a lot. I get like screenshots a lot of like Nepo babies.
Nepo babies. Okay, so guys, if you don't know what Nepo babies are, it's just a shortened abbreviation of nepotism, like children of people who are famous, who have power, who have money. And all the perks that come with being a nepo child. Now, personally, I'm the age I'm in. And so, like, we both know you're younger than me. I love to always point that out.
Yeah, but not by much. So it really is
Not by
like,
much,
it's really irrelevant.
you know what I mean? But even though, like, we're young, but we know, like, the Rat Pack, for example, like in our parents' generation. We know Dean Martins and the Sammy Davis. I'm like, they got children too. I never heard of these people. Have you? Do you know any of like these like big Sinatra kids? Do you know what they're doing? Like, or their grandchildren? Like, I feel like they were bigger stars than the ones we have today. And yet they're like now bringing all the kids on stage at their concerts. And I'm like, they're really introducing their children into, I don't know, the world, way earlier than I think they should. Maybe I'm too young to know what they were doing in the 40s and the 50s and the 60s, but it's like weird to me. I see a lot of these kids, they're getting modeling contracts, they're getting this, they're getting that. Did they earn this? You know, is it the Kardashian effect? Is that why we're like at the height of this
Oh,
or
is that what
what?
it's called?
No, I just made that up. Oh my God, so cool, right?
Yeah, I think it yes, trademark that, because I feel like that's a thing.
TMTM. I think you need times something becomes trademarked.
Yes,
It's on
that
record.
needs to be trademarked because I think you're right.
Right? I mean, like, you just bring your whole family aboard. You become famous for whatever reasons, talent or non, and all of a sudden, your cousins, your aunts, your uncles, everybody gets to be famous too, you know, because of you. I only brought this up because I know we love Beyonce.
We love her.
And I'm just watching her daughter, and I'm like, her daughter's doing dance moves on stage. I don't know if you see the footage. Have you seen it?
Have I seen her? Was it her kid? No, it was someone else's kid.
Yeah. So I've seen her do it, and I'm like, does she want to do it? Because she seems so not nervous, but I don't know. I don't think if her daughter didn't want to do it, she would force
Yeah.
her to. But I mean, they have enough money. I think maybe she does want to, but being an arena that big, maybe, you know, there's some nerves there. But she did an amazing job. And I think every time she does perform, it's she kills it more and more. So maybe she's like training or whatever it is. And her mom started at that age too, I think. She started super young. There are just a bunch of people who just bring in their kids out. And I don't know if it's because we have what do you call that? Social media. We've got Twitters and the Instagrams where you take pictures with these kids, but there are a lot of people who I'm just like, who are you? Heidi Klum's daughter, she's a model now. Okay, like I guess you're a model now. You just get to skip over a lot of stuff, quote unquote, real models have to like endure. I'm realizing this is going to be like the next few years, all these actors, models, singers.
The next like wave.
Right? What do you think about it? Do you think it's fair? Do you think it's warranted?
I mean, I feel like it's part of the industry, right? Like, oh, this is such and such's daughter or son or nephew, whatever. I feel like I get how it's like industry and they paid their dues and there's like a certain level of loyalty involved, but at the same time, do some people get a total free pass?
This is what I mean, though. And I hate that. I think so many things could be coined because of the Kardashians. The Kardashians like have so many tangents of what they've created in our like whole, you know, world, our lexicon of like things. They're like attached to so many things in our thoughts and our spirits. I don't even know if I dislike them. They put themselves in a position to be this famous, but I just believe throughout all these years that people still care, and I can't believe they just keep it going. That's the thing to me. No matter what you think, you're like, oh, nobody cares. I'm like, no, they're in many industries and they're doing well in many industries, you know. They marry the right people, they have the right connections, and then their offsprings are going to annoy us for the next 30, 40 years. This is fact,
We're
right?
talking about like relatives, well, offspring slash relatives of celebrities, and I can't help but think about what we just talked about in our pre-podcast phone call. So, which is this little like shift to like what are you watching these days, and how you highly recommended Claim to Fame to me, which I still got to go back and watch last season, but I didn't realize the new season debuted already, and I caught the last 10 minutes, I guess the elimination last night, and let's just recap and talk about that because that shit was bananas.
So, but I want to like say it, but I don't want to spoil it for anybody. Do should
Oh,
we go?
right. That's right. That's right.
No, we can do it in a way. When this show came out, I was like, what is this nonsense? And you know, I'm over here in Germany, and I'm like, I love to like watch shows in America. I think I watch more American shows now than I ever did back home. So which is bad. So don't ask me about my language speaking skills here, my German
No,
speaking.
it's good.
I spent a lot of my time watching American television. But with that said, I saw Claim to Fame. I saw the first season and I was hooked. Like, I was hooked the first episode and I was texting people back home, like, are you watching this? Are you seeing what I'm seeing? And so we had like this whole group chat talking about, and the guesses were great. So, guys, if you don't know what this is, they just collect like 12 random nepos, like relatives
Basically.
of celebrities, whether aunts, cousins, uncles, nephews. I don't even know if they did a direct parent, but whatever the case is. So these people are celebrity adjacent and they come on the show and they have to like pretty much not be figured out. So that's the goal of the show. And if you make it to be like the last person, you get 100 grand, which is so cool. I guess. Do they need it? I don't know.
I was just about to say that, but yeah, go ahead.
But when you think about it, like I'm like, what were the celebrities that they were gonna get? Are they gonna be like people who are in the surreal world? What is that called again?
Surreal
Surreal life?
life. Oh,
Yeah.
bring that back, please.
Great show. Great show.
Great
But I
show.
they were like relatives of those people. You know, not no, no offense to my people. I love all my Bridget Nielsens. I love everybody. I
Oh,
love
so good.
don't I'm not sleeping on Surreal Life, but I thought it was gonna be like more B-list. No, they have big names. Okay, big names and their celebrity like family members, whatever the mem family members are on the show being like guest at. Is that a thing? Anyway, so off pod, you and I were talking about the last episode from the second season, the first episode from the second season, and the huge name attached.
Yes, huge.
Huge name. And this person got figured out and had a full blown tantrum on television.
Yes, tantrum times 10. Yes.
Being connected to like one of the most famous people.
Right. Like, what do you think the person she's connected to is like at home saying, like watching this? Is he even wa well, is he or she even watching this?
No. Some publicist is gonna run in the room like
Mission
you're
control, like help.
seriously, look what happened, look what happened. But that celebrity also has other situations going on too in his
Yeah.
family. But this relative really wanted their 15 minutes and they
They
felt gypped.
did, right? They even said, I wanted more camera time. Didn't they actually verbally say that?
Yeah, I didn't get
Yeah.
to do any of the I didn't get to do any of the missions. What do you call those things? The
Challenges.
game challenges, that's the word. I didn't get to do any of the challenges. It was bananas. I loved it so much. But that's not the point. The point is, I think nepotism is going to take over, and I think a lot of talentless people are going to be famous just because they're related to celebrities.
But do you think it's going to ha have longevity, or is it going to be like it's going to fade quick?
Well, I think it's fading. Why? Because as of late, I love to talk about these people, and now you're getting into it too.
Yeah.
But I love talking about the what do you call those people? The monarchy, the British
Yeah,
one.
you do.
They're like the only ones, right? Come on. So I'm starting to see the dwindling effect, right? Because if you look at like Harry when he first got back to this when he got back when he got to the States with Meghan, they were like heroes and they were so brave and they were bold to leave the monarchy behind and leave England and start anew with nothing, with nothing but a mansion to live in. They did it. And they persevered, bootstraps. So they made it back to the States and people really revered them. And now I'm feeling like their whole light is dimming because nobody cares really anymore.
Yeah.
We're speaking here on a podcast and we can't wait. Like I'm manifesting, we are manifesting beautiful things for our podcast. We're like vision boards are popping, popping,
That's right.
popping. Hello? We're speaking it to existence. In the meantime, you have to get the right channels, the right plugs. So to have this much fame and to have a $20 million Spotify deal and not produce when you have everything at your disposal to me is
That's right.
crazy.
Yep.
Crazy. You don't have to leave your house.
Right.
You have all
Right.
the equipment you need. What was the problem really? Just record an hour episode. Like you don't have to say much. You could just say what you did for the day, what you baked this morning, what your kids are doing. You can make stuff up if you want. I don't know why they couldn't fulfill their obligations. Y'all are talking all the time. Are they not? They're writing books and talking all the time. Keep it moving.
Right.
I don't understand. I heard
Yeah,
that
I don't
Harry.
understand either.
I heard that Harry wanted like big like names. He wanted the Dalai Lama. He wanted this. He wanted that. He could have gotten those people.
Yeah.
No?
I mean, I don't think he's that far off. Like, I still think he has like pretty good connections.
You think so? Do you think they still respect?
Actually, you know what? I don't know. Maybe I'm speaking out of turn because I don't follow them as closely. So I think I don't know, you think they're a little like blacklisted?
I think that they, if they, I don't know, if they didn't talk so much about all their negative experiences while they were in England together, I don't think the public would have turned in on them that much. Being quiet and being silent says so much more. You made the move, you went to America, and you're just like, we need to get away or whatever. You make one statement and just like keep it moving. People would have like figured it out. But to run to the tabloids every 5 minutes yourself and be like,
Yeah.
leave us alone. The same people you tell you to leave you alone, like you run to when you make it make
Right, doesn't
sense.
make right. That's right. Either they're your friends or they're your foe, right?
Hello, and like you get to pick and use, and the whole family does it. I mean, they hate the tabloids, but they call the tabloids themselves to like push stories on the other person. Like if Kate's doing something, she'll be like, "Oh, go look at Megan. She did XYZ." So I think that's whole shady stuff. It's like so high school. It's so crazy. But I don't know. Every so often, I'm like, "How long are they gonna last?" But which goes to the whole like nepo thing. Like, are they nepo? Like, they're a whole family of that, right? And it's
I mean,
not like
she's
some.
not, though.
No, she
Well,
isn't.
she is through marriage, right? I mean, is
Yeah.
that considered, would that, does that count?
No, because I feel like nepotism comes from a talent. It's not talent, it's just money, isn't
No, well, let's look up the definition of nepotism right now.
it? She's so smart.
So
That's why I said.
we stand corrected. Not that we stand corrected, so that we're not speaking. Nepotism. Okay. Let's see. The practice among those with power of or influence of favoring relatives, friends, or associates, especially by giving them jobs. So yeah. You're right.
But it feels like it should have been something that your ancestor earned by talent, and you guys made money through it, and that's why you exist. Doing nothing like the monarchy, like they don't have a specific talent, so they're just famous. I mean, I guess the same could be said for the damn Kardashians. It always goes back to them.
It circles back. I can't. I
Full
can't.
circle. But the difference is, I mean, they are out there. They spin stories. They are busy. They are busy creating a social media conglomerate. Oh my God, if they had their own social media app, oh my God. Oh my
Don't they
gosh.
have those little like cartoon apps? Like what are they called? Avatars
Oh,
and stuff?
I remember that. I remember when it came out. How far, I, what happened to
I
them?
think that was like a huge deal at the time. I don't know if it's still like, I mean, I'm not, I don't follow their financial endeavors. It was
It was emojis, right?
emojis. Or what's the difference between an emoji and an avatar? I don't know. I thought it was like an app. Well, I don't know. It was like a video game kind of thing.
Yeah. Do you think Kanye is ever going to get back with Kim? Do you think they'll ever get back together?
I feel like they are,
Yeah.
but man, I want Kanye to like come back strong.
I love your unwavering support for this man.
I know. I do. He's one of my, didn't I say he's one of my untouchables?
Yeah, I think you did. Of your list of people we can't talk about
Right.
terribly.
Yeah, that we
Yeah.
can't judge.
I don't, which is so funny. His behavior is so bizarre. The things that he does are
But
so
he's so
bizarre.
talented and extreme, like,
I know. Like he's like I cut off my ear type of artist, you
right,
know?
exactly. Yes.
Like
Yes.
bring
He's
closure
the
to
Van
that.
Gogh of hip hop, of
You know,
hip hop fashion. Yeah.
I think that's why people who ride with him still ride with him because like everybody plays it so safe. And but sometimes I don't want him to do things for the sake of being sensationalist.
I
This
don't think
is
he does, though. You think he does? You think he
sometimes.
gives into the hype a little bit sometimes?
Sometimes, yes. Like some of
All
his
right.
statements, I'm just like, oh, brother, like, oh man. But I'm like, is that what he wants? He's playing with us. When people just started calling him genius a while back, I was like, all right,
I
relax,
mean,
you
he,
know?
with all due respect, he first called himself genius.
Which is another thing. He also has like low self-esteem too. At the same time, he talks about, you know, his weight. I tried to lose
Yeah,
weight
he
for
used
you
to be
people.
chubby.
Yeah. He has bouts with weight. Speaking of weight, no, I didn't
Oh,
want to
yeah,
go. Look,
speaking of weight, let's circle back.
every single week, and for the rest of my life, I will
In
always.
every week's feed is something about Ozempic.
Let me tell you. First of all, I love how you yell at me off pod when I keep calling it Ozempics with an S, and I'll never stop saying something like this.
That's the way to say it.
Ozempics. Okay. Let me get some Ozempic. First of all, like I always tell people, like people are like, oh, you should be. Some people are just wrong about Europe. They think that like, you could just get drugs all over the place. I'm like, no, you really can't. And I don't think people want to give me drugs anyway. I look like someone's mom. I don't know, but I can never find drugs. They're just like, oh, not this lady. I don't know. No one gives me things. But the doctors here are not prescribing these kinds of things. But next time I visit home, I'm getting me a couple of shots. And now they're making pills for Ozempic. Can you imagine?
I know.
I'm obsessed. Elon Musk, I think, does them. I don't know. I could be wrong.
Yeah, I think that was the last screenshot you sent me, right?
I think he's doing them this summer. I mean, right after you, everyone's gonna have a hot girl summer. It's
What
you.
is the definition of a hot girl summer? Since we're
Well, listen, again, I was here when that whole thing came out. So if you ask me about any hip hop girls in the music today, I could not tell you. I know names, but I don't know anything that they sing. But I know of Meg Thee Stallion because she's dope and I love her body. And I just think, okay, she's dope. I don't even know if she has a song called Hot Girl Summer. I just know she's associated with the term. And I don't know
okay.
why. Maybe we could do some further research on that. This we're just
We'll do.
showing our
We'll
age.
keep you posted.
So I know it's associated with her, and maybe this was like 3 summers ago. I don't know. I know it was like a pandemic summer, but it was a hot girl summer at the same time. So it was like, we're out here is another term that people are saying. Or we're outside is another favorite of mine. We're outside is so great to me. Just to be like, I'm out here in the streets doing my thing. So hot girl summer, which you're experiencing currently right now, she's glowed up, y'all. Okay, so I think it was last summer when Chet Hanks, one of my favorites in the game, he said he
Me
was
too,
gonna have
love
a hot
him.
wife. And a lot of people took offense or were mad, but I'm like, how could you be mad at Chet Hanks? Okay, how? What? First of all, I don't understand how his life works. I don't understand how he's born to Tom Hanks and is like currently Jamaican. Someone needs to tell me. So I don't understand. Does he go home and he's like, "Wotogwan" to Tom Hanks? "Wotogwan," like, is that a conversation with his dad? Does his dad speak Patois back to him because his son does it so much?
That
You
is
know?
hysterical. I'd
Because
listen to be a fly on the wall.
no, you know who I love too? His wife Rita.
Yes, she, I
I
was just
love.
about to say that. Yeah.
When I moved here to Germany, I'm like, oh. I have so many countries to visit. I'm gonna visit. But I've been in this like eternal weight loss journey, like the struggle my whole life. I don't want to go to Greece and just not be bathing suit ready. Like, I don't want it. And people are, you have to take pictures. This is why I'm not on social media, because you have to be forced to take pictures. I'm gonna take pictures if I'm incentivized to do it. So when our podcast blows up and then like all the sponsors come, I've been like, first of all, where's my Ozempics? Second of all, where's my sponsorships? Pay me to be on this beach,
Yeah, where's my
okay?
Lifetime Costco like endorsement?
Talk
Where's my
about life?
Lifetime supply of rotisserie chickens? I just got one the other day, had empanadas for my leftover chicken for lunch today. That's what's up.
Wait, second of all, did we ever talk about writers? You and I?
No.
RIDERS,
No.
writers, writers. So this is like the thing that celebrities get, like when they go to like a Jimmy Kimmel or Jimmy Fallon, like in the green room, a list of, you make a list up and you're like, I want Skittles and I want this and I want that and I want this kind of juice or I want this kind of water. So you have like a list, it's like 20 items of random things that this show has to like give to you so you feel comfortable in your green room. So this thing started years ago in Hollywood. They were like, the crazier your writer is, the more they respect you as an artist. So I don't know if it's like the chicken or the egg, but some people have like ridiculous ones. I remember in grammar school, I remember hearing that Mariah Carey only
Yes.
had, you remember green M&Ms or
Yes, I
something?
heard that too. Yeah.
That's exactly that. So for you, I'm thinking your writer is going to be like a room.
Of rotisserie chicken.
Rotisserie chickens are popular. I
Want
specifically
rotisserie chickens rotating under the heat lamp.
want a heat lamp.
Exactly.
Do
That's gonna I'm gonna be what else can I get from Costco?
you actually want the heat lamp
Sliced
there?
mangoes from there. Dried mangoes, so good.
Three khaki pants, right?
Exactly.
Like.
Exactly. My nautical mile pants, like my white pants, my white jeans, my 697 leggings, my Anne Klein 697 leggings. That's what's up. I have three pairs. She's
That one,
so
you're like,
fancy. She's so fancy.
that is your writer. What do you think would be on my writer? I think you'd know.
Your writer would be like, I need like the latest specialty from Trader Joe's.
Yes.
What would your
Yes.
writer consist of?
That's
Like
it.
some like cocktail line, like a good cocktail line.
Yes.
Snacks galore.
Yes. Yes.
What else? I
I
don't
don't
know.
even
I feel like
care
a DJ, like
that
good music.
I have nothing. That's a good one. I wouldn't even care that I have no food to use the spices on. I just want to see the bottles on the table. I want to be like, ooh, sriracha powder. Ooh, I just want to look at them, just see them in all their splendor. Like, I love Trader Joe's spice bottles.
I
So
know
just
you
to
do.
see them will bring me
I know.
comfort. They would really bring me comfort. I'd be like, yo, Tosh, let me get some of that chicken. And then we like,
Exactly.
you know,
I would have
just.
the chickens, you would have the seasonings. It's like we're yin to the yang.
You see how it works? I got drinks, first of all.
You got drinks, you got the
And
music, I got the chickens, I got the leggings, the
the
elastic pants.
leggings. By the time I leave that room, I would have to wear elastic pants. So that was a good call. I'd be like,
Yes.
let's get three of those. Let's get three of those. I'm telling you. Yeah, let me tell. First of all, I need to people understand. I watch too much TV, which I always preface everything by saying. I watch too much television, and I was watching old reruns of Will and Grace because that's what you do when you clean, right? Or
Yeah,
cook.
or when you
Hello.
can't sleep at 3:30 in the morning.
I miss that so much. I do miss all the shows like Hallmark, Lifetime, all those like things. I don't have them. I have to like search the internet for my shows. Legally, I don't want no problems. So I watch like Will and Grace, the first installment, like from like 10, 20 years ago, and like the most recent one, remember they came back? I don't know if you remember that they came
Yeah, it did.
back.
I didn't watch all of the ones from the most recent installment. I just feel like it just is not the same.
It wasn't, but it was still really funny.
Was it? I gotta watch. I didn't watch all the episodes when they came out the second time.
It was funny. It was like more adaptable to today. I think they were just being a little more PC, a little more cautious, which I'm
Yeah.
like, oh, but they didn't lose that magic that was them. Like, I love that show.
I
And
used to be
like,
obsessed with that show.
hello, I loved everybody equally. I know it's called Will and Grace, but like, I loved everybody equally. And I love, like, I feel like everybody got their time, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes in an ensemble like that, you're like, oh, these two stars are bigger than that. I felt like they pretty much got equal time. I mean, it still was the Will and Grace show. Hello.
Right.
So the other two, who I love, Megan Mullally, right?
Yeah.
I'm about to say Jack, and it's not going to change. Oh, shout out to Sean.
Sean Hayes, that's my boy. I love him. When it came back the second time around, I wasn't an avid watcher, but like sometimes I'll still watch like the classic, like the older versions, the older version of the show. But that used to be my shit.
It really was. It was so good.
It
They
was
were
so
just so
good. It
funny.
was so smart, so funny.
Yeah, it was so good. I love the theme song. Oh my God, it was so good. I just love everything about it. It was so genius. I love that show. To the point where I don't know, I started Googling, like, not where are they now, but I guess where are they now is kind of things. Like, what are they doing? So I came across some article talking about Deborah Messing and Megan Mullally like not talking.
I know. I hate when I hear about stuff like that, especially with that show. Like, it seemed like the vibe was like chill and like everyone was like cool on set. Like, and it seemed like authentic.
They're really good actors because apparently, from like little things I've gathered, they didn't like each other back then either. And I'm like, why? And I'm like, you guys are making a lot of money. You're making like funny content. Like, what is the problem? And I heard they were both kind of envious of each other, which is so crazy. You shouldn't be envious when you're both making a lot of money.
Right. Well, was it because was there like a pay differential?
You know what? Like, guys, if y'all know out there, just let us know. Send us an email when we put up our
Yeah.
email. Let us know. Do you think I need to know? I need to know why certain people have beefs, and especially like people who work together. Like, I don't understand how that happened. I would think that they were both happy. I think they were both married at the time years ago, and I hate that. It's like, oh, whatever. But what was like the real beef? I really don't get what. I mean, they had so much fun on the set. they vex the boys, like what's going on, and the boys don't like really get involved, and they try to be like, nah, everything's cool, y'all are bugging, no, we're good. They don't follow each other on Instagram, and you can't have that.
Right, that's like a sign of like beef.
Yeah.
And it
And
sounds so
so, and you know,
ridiculous, but that's the world we live in.
it really is. And it's so funny. I'm like, who's noticed? First of all, who is noticing? I don't even know how Instagram works. So I wouldn't even know how to know if someone's not following another person. There are millions of people, I'm sure, who
If you have
follow
a
them.
lot of followers, you have to filter through, but like you can see who your followers are.
You can see who your followers are, but how would someone know that Megan Mullally is not following Deborah
You could
Messing?
see people's followers. I think that's like public
Who's
knowledge.
looking for that?
Yo, people who like are looking, people who got time, people who are on their phone.
You have, like, I have to go back. I have to log in. I know I have an account somewhere, but I have to log in to be like, do they type it in the search bar on her page to see? And what made them? There must have been some kind of rumor about them. And I heard that they did not come back. Like, the show was actually the second iteration. Iteration, is that a word? Right? Yeah. You know, thank you for helping me. The second iteration of the show, they was doing very well in the ratings, and they really did not do another season because of the beef.
Yeah, that like really upsets me. I mean, it's the same thing with like Sex and the City with Kim Cattrall having beef with like the rest of the girls. And we're not going to talk about Sex and the City because I know that's not like you're not a fan of Sex and the City. And to be quite honest, I actually never was when it was on. I only caught it on the rerun too. And I mostly watch it for like fashion and just because like SJP is like my girl and so is like Pat Field and just like the fashion design and the whole New York City backdrop. So it's more like the elements and like the details of the show rather than the show itself. But yeah, it's upsetting when you like really like invest and buy into a show and then you're like, really? They're not cool with each other? Like, that sucks.
Like most things I don't get involved in, like I don't know anything about Sex and the City, but I know all of the women, and I know what their functions were on the show. Like the ditzy one, it's the Golden Girls. Okay, all right.
Yeah, Golden
So
Girl. Oh
like,
my God, don't even tell me the Golden Girls didn't get along because I'll like
they
roll over.
didn't. Look at your face. They didn't. No. Dorothy, the RIP, what's her name? B. Arthur. She did not like Rose.
No, how can you not
Yeah.
like Rose?
She didn't like. She thought that her whole "I love animals, I'm a happy woman" thing was like a shtick, and she was being fake. And Dorothy's walking around like, you know how she is. I think that was just her in real life, Bea Arthur. She was just like, oh, please get out of here with your sunshine bullshit, like that kind of thing. So I think they didn't get along for that. But have you, it was funny that you mentioned Sex in the City, because as soon as I saw the thing about Deborah Messing and Megan Mullally, which is like a crazy name to say over and over again. I love her. But it's so funny because Karen played the sexy one. And what's her face? The other one on Sex and the City. She played the sexy one too,
Kim
to the other one.
Cattrall, Samantha
Yeah.
is the sex goddess, right?
Everybody loved her. I think that was like everybody's favorite, right?
Yeah, I
And on the
guess. I
boat.
mean, everyone had like a type. Everyone had a favorite.
I didn't even watch the show, and I tell you right now, she was my favorite.
Okay.
Just by looking at her, you know what I mean? I've heard catchphrases. I've heard like things that she's done. I loved how she used to talk. I know people used to like imitate how she talks on the show, and I thought it was so cute. She's the best. And I'm like, and people low key loved Karen too for like the same kind of reason, I guess. And I
Yeah.
just think that's so funny how, like, you
I
know,
mean, but
I
she's
think.
like uber talented, like Broadway drama, like dancing, voice. Like, I mean, she does everything.
Yeah,
She's
Megan
like
Mullally,
uber
right?
talented. Yeah.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? And I feel
Yeah, she
like
does
that's so,
everything.
she really does. She's like a triple threat. And
Yeah.
when she gets to sing, it's like really great. And I think she's super, and I love her husband too. And I pray for them all the time. You know him, Nick
Wait,
Oberman?
he was on Parks and Rec, the guy from Parks and Rec?
Correct. Correct.
Yes. Yes.
Correct. I love him. And it's so crazy. The thing I hate about men too is like sometimes in their 30s or 40s, they're like not attractive. They could be like unattractive. And then when they're like hit their 50s, they look really good. He looks really good to me
You know
now.
what it is? I think it's his percent. Listen, funny is hot. Funny is hot. That's listen. Funny
That's
is hot.
true. That's true. But
To me
as
anyway. To me anyway.
yeah. No, but when he played no, when he was on Parks and Rec, he looked like Ned Flanders from The Simpsons.
I'm not a
Remember? He had
Simpsons
like
person,
that
I know.
helmet hair, and he had the, he just looked like that. And then like I see him now, he's got the full beard and he's got grays in his hair. You look good. I'm a sucker for gray hair,
Are
okay?
you?
Girl, welcome. Oh my God, some of my favorites right now, they're turning silver. Some of my favorite celebrities who like full headed jet black hair, now they're getting silvers and maroon.
That's
They're
got it.
big.
The same trend has got to follow for women.
I know, I know.
But it doesn't.
It never will. It never will. I don't think it, and you know what's the trend? It's not a trend. It's been since the beginning of time, but I'm really getting sick of like older actors with really young wives. I'm really sick of it. I can't take a stand on it. There's no marching for it. It's just really gross and annoying. Like a woman who's so hot in her prime in her 20s, 30s, 40s, and then she'd just be like, oh, this guy wants a divorce. That's why I'm like, get all the money, ladies. I'm like, I don't even care. Oh, who's having a cele so many celebrity divorces because of that damn Ozempics? Yeah, I'm telling you.
Right? They're stepping out on Ozempic.
They're like, nah, I'm not doing this
It's the
anymore.
weight loss drug and like the divorce phenomenon or whatever. Yeah.
No, seriously, it's a catalyst because these people are like,
Divorce
nah,
catalyst. That's the word. That's a good
for
word.
real, right? They're like, I'm gonna have a hot boy summer. And I'm never gonna stop saying that. First of all, it's like my favorite thing in the whole world. I'm gonna say that in the fall. I don't even care. I'm still gonna say it. Whatever summer. But no, seriously. It's like it used to be for at least Hollywood, like for a guy to have an affair, get a divorce, leave his wife and kids. It was a career ender. Your career is over if you did that. Like Sinatra had 75 girlfriends and was still married to his first wife for 200 years. And it was just the way it was. Like he was stepping out with all girls, but he still had his wife at home. And now it's totally fine. Of course you could leave your wife. Like, of course you, and that's nobody else's business, but like I don't like the way we don't punish them. They deserve to be. It's crazy. I mean, she's giving you, you picked her in the first place because she was hot, her body was hot, she was smoking, and now she gave you a couple kids and you're like, thanks. Get it, girl. Get everything. And they're like, oh, she didn't put into this empire. I don't care. I don't even care. No, it's crazy. It's crazy when the guy's like, in his 50s and he marries like a 25-year-old. She really did not put into his career. This is a fact. But I still don't care. Get it all. Get him. These guys
Get it
are out of
all.
control. They all want to be Leonardo DiCaprio. You're not. You shouldn't get, don't get married in the first place. See, Leo's not disappointing nobody because he's not marrying nobody.
Right.
I mean, say what you want about him, but it's not like, oh my God, he cheated on me. You knew the deal when you met him. Like, this is what he's been doing for years. So I got to respect him for that because people are going to be like, if you're going to cheat on your wife, why did you get married in the first place? Great question. So why were you always mad at Leo? At least why am I?
Well, at least one am I.
I'm
I don't think much of Leo. I feel like he hasn't been on my radar too much.
No.
He's
He's
like
more.
proactivist, like doing his thing, like maybe with like a hot girl here and there, young girl here and there, but
He's really starting to look like Jack Nicholson, like he's morphing into him right now as you speak. Which I always thought Jack Nicholson was really hot until he wasn't, and there was a cutoff. I don't know what date it was, but there was a cutoff, and I was like, nah, he's not cute anymore. No. We stopped that. He didn't make my list because some guys I'm like, oh, he's like Robert De Niro, always. He's going to be hot for
that's the
the.
next thing we should do. We have our table of five, our untouchables. The next thing we should do is our list of like hall pass.
Hall passes. Next episode, we're definitely doing. I'm working on it. I'm making my list right
Yeah,
now.
work on that. That's our next assignment is hall pass.
Hall pass. Oh my God, there's so many people. I think that's a three episoder.
So wait, so what should we narrow it down to, three or five?
I have too many. I've been waiting for this moment my whole life.
You're gonna have to narrow it down. I can't be like It can't be more than five.
It's gonna be two or three episodes. Hall passes
Oh,
are like, come on, man. Come on. If I get this opportunity, and you present it to me, I'm gonna use it. I'm gonna turn in my passive, okay? I'm like, husband, be darned. I already told you,
I
okay?
don't know
He
who
already
my
knows
hall
about
passes
two.
would be.
I know what your hall passes would be. Actually, I don't. I know one. I know one is probably Mark Wahlberg.
No, he has a family and he
He's
goes
a
to church at 5:30 in the
what if
morning.
what? He really does. He really does. He
But
works
he's
out
a
at 2 in
good
the
one.
morning.
I know. I want them to be different than my untouchable. Well, actually, no. Do I? I don't know. That's a good one. It's so. I'm going to try to narrow it down to three, which is going to
So
be
they have
very
to be
difficult.
single. They have to be single.
No. But see, like, I can't differentiate. Like, I'm like a hall pass. No, they can be whoever you want it to be.
Hello, you're their hall pass as well.
Okay. I don't know if it'll be Wahlberg though. Do we ever mention our Untouchables? No, we never. We just did, but we never did.
You have way more untouchables than I do. Who,
No.
like, you don't know
Wahlberg? Wait, did we talk about it or no?
we tell them about the untouchables? Did we
I
tell
don't think so. I think we weren't going to because I don't know why we weren't going
I
to.
mean, just the overall idea of untouchables. Like Tosh said months ago when we started this thing, that there are people that she doesn't want to bother or talk about. Am I right?
Right.
Like,
That like they could do no wrong. Well, not that they can't do no wrong, that like I'm just like I plead the fifth. And then there are people that I didn't even think about, but that are in that category, but like I know I wouldn't need to be in that category because I wouldn't need to plead the fifth with them. But yeah, so Wahlberg was one of them, Kanye, of course. And then who am
Nikki,
I?
Nikki's
I
one of
said
yours.
Nikki, right? Yeah, but she doesn't really get into stuff. She is who she is.
Girl, you don't know. You don't even know what you're doing out here in these streets, in these blogs. Oh my gosh, she's a mess. I love her. No, she's so petty. I love it. Oh, her last name is Petty, if you know her
Is
new
it? No,
husband.
I didn't know.
Last name is Petty. Yeah. I
Oh,
forgot his
okay.
first name, but his last name is Petty, and she sure is living up to it. She does not like this Cardi B girl, but that's a whole different story
Yeah.
altogether. We won't get into that.
No.
But first of all, I'm not even equipped to talk about this. There are so many girls, young women in hip hop today, currently, as we speak. I'm like, where did you guys come from? There's
Right.
Glow, there's I can't, there's so many names, and I'm seeing them in my face, and I'm like, who are all you people? Leroy, LaCroix, Saint Lucia. I made that up. There are just a bunch of people. Saint Lucia, that's a brand.
Croix.
Saint Croix, Saint Lucia, Martinique. There are a bunch of like new girls on the scene. We had three at a time when I was younger. You know, I'm like, oh my God, it's crazy. They're really taking over. It's about to be a hot girl rapper summer, hot rapping girl summer, whatever.
Yes.
Yeah, that. I really don't have a list because
We got to think about it. That's going to be like our next discussion.
all pass list or untouchable list.
Well, I can't recall if we actually ever talked about Untouchables. I just listed mine. But the Hall Pass, I think, is another good list to talk about. Like, who would you have a run with?
Yeah, I got my first one, King Charles.
No. Sausage fingers. I
No,
can't.
but he's so I just love a British accent, you know? Oh my gosh, British accent, Idris Elba. You know what? I need to just
Oh,
stop.
yes. Yes.
He's a problem.
Well, it's a good problem to have, though.
And he looks better, older, all the time.
Yeah,
Every
he does look good. Oh, that's a good one. So every time I hear a name, I'm going to be like, nope, scratch mine.
writing that right now, Idris Elba.
All right, I don't know. I got to think about mine.
I mean, can we share some? I mean, it's okay if you borrow him.
We could, but I feel like we could. They could be duplicates.
Yeah. We should have a good five. I need five.
You need five? All right, I'll do five.
Five. Oh my
Five.
God. All these memories. Oh my God. Am I gonna go back to like childhood crushes? Oh my God, Kirk Cameron would have been on it if he wasn't a today.
Oh
Show me that smile.
my
That
God. I love
smile.
that. That needs to be our intro. I know. Show me
Oh,
the smile. Oh
can we
my
get
God.
that?
So good.
How do we
Wait,
get
as long
that?
as it's like under 15 seconds, right?
Yeah, I think I don't know. I don't know
I
the
don't know.
rules. It's been a
Yeah,
long
Kirk
time.
Cameron is a cutie. He kind of doesn't age either.
Because he doesn't drink, probably, or
Or
smoke.
have sex or do anything.
He's got five kids or something.
Yeah.
I
Well, I mean, I guess he's doing
know.
something, but.
He's doing something, but he's doing it the right way, which I don't want to say he's doing. Ugh, it's so complicated. It's so complicated. I'm not gonna lie, DJ looks great too.
DJ
Christian
does
Lewis.
look great. Yeah, she does look great. She's in every Hallmark movie.
Oh, sometimes I'm like, should I be a Christian so I can live forever or what?
Yeah, I mean, maybe is that what it is?
Yes.
She's not as religious, or is she? She
Oh
is.
yes. The whole family.
Yeah, the other
Yes.
day we stopped on his show, his religious show on TV. My dad, he will flub up like every sitcom. He'd be like, "Oh, that was like Urkel and Family Matters." Like, no, that wasn't. But who did he think he was? Like, he remembers like him from like one of like the sitcom days, but I don't know who he thought it was. And we were watching a little bit of his show. But yeah, he has like a big following, right? Like a big Christian following.
Yeah. I mean, there's a place for everything. I feel like
There
I
is.
don't necessarily agree with his beliefs or whatever, but
Yeah.
I'm like, it's okay to be religious and still be an actor. I feel bad for the people who are religious and still want to act. People in Hollywood just be, really come down on them. And I think that's kind of unfair because there are some people who just only want to watch something wholesome or whatever the case is. But
Yeah.
I'm like, as long as you don't cross the line of discrimination, that's where we lose each other. Like, you don't have to like discriminate against other people, but that's another story. I'll get on them Camerons another time. You know what I'm saying? Because
Yeah.
I got smoke for them too. But
Yeah.
I used to love that boy when I was young. I
I
really did.
know.
He was so cute with them curly tendrils. It was a
He
problem.
was.
Girl, am I putting? No, I'm not gonna put him on my list. You're not making my list, Kirk Cameron. Oh my gosh.
No?
No, I can't.
Yeah, I don't think he. Listen, I'd respect it if you put him on your list, but I certainly understand if you don't.
No, he's not gonna. No, I mean, he's probably a little freaky. Who knows? That's not the point. No, would you ever put someone from 90210 on your list? No,
Yes, of course.
I know who. I
Yes,
know.
the original 90210.
I from your flavor, I feel like Brian Austin Green.
You know what? I never was a Brandon person. Jason Priestley, Dylan
Was.
McKay afterwards, but of course, yeah, Brian Austin Green when he was like, yeah. I mean,
Yeah,
hello,
yeah.
he got Megan Fox. He's doing something right.
Seriously, I'm telling you. See, like my parents are divorced, so every time I see like a strong like leader in a group, I'm always gravitating towards them. So Brandon was always responsible and always
Right.
like Bren, and bossing his sister around. So I used to be like, yo, he knows what he's talking about. He's 19 and very serious about life. So I was always like attracted to that energy. I was like, Brendan, you're so responsible. But the Dylan, like, hey, Bren, that
And
was
that
always fun.
car and that apartment
Yes, he
and
was
the jagged
46.
eyebrow, I was like, ugh.
Yeah. You know what makes me nervous? You're talking about like the old 90210 and like the new 90210. Everybody looks old and young at the same time. I don't know
Yeah.
what it is.
Yeah, someone
What?
was referencing 90210 at work, but they were talking about like the latest version, and I was like, oh wait, no, I'm talking about like the legit, like the old like 90210, like when it was 90210 when it came
That's
out first time.
those are the days when you find out that you're older than you thought you were,
I know.
You're
Time
like,
don't
oh,
lie.
this, the second one. Oh, when I found out like I was old, I was talking to a friend the other day and she was talking about her niece's first communion. And y'all who are out there, like communion parties, kids just run around and then you try to gather everybody for like the electric slide type of situation. And it's like the older folks, they jump up and that's their thing, And like now my friends are jumping up to go do the electric slide because they're old. Oh, snap. Like as their children are running around. Like when you don't have kids, sometimes you feel like so far removed,
Yeah.
from that specific like thing that she was like, girl, I was looking around and I was like, oh, I'm the old lady at the party trying to get down with this electric slide.
But you're
And I
not
was
though. You're like the chillest. But it's true. Kids will reflect the passage of time. Like when like I'll hear like, oh, they're one, they're two, they're three. I was like, yo, how's that? Like I'm still good though. Like what how did a year go by? And they're like, yeah, he's like 16. He's driving. He has his learner's permit. And I'm like, oh shit, okay. All right.
He's driving, he has a job. Oh my God.
He's got benefits, like he's got to work, like he's working. Yeah,
Crazy.
it's yeah, that's when you start to like realize passage of time.
Yeah. It's crazy. And these kids are doing so much more now. Sports and activities. And my friends are so tired. Like they have like 600 activities on the weekends for their kids. They're in every single sport, every activity. My friend's kid is going to Paris with his friends. He's in like middle school.
Yeah.
You go to summer camp and shut up. Like, what are
Right.
you talking about?
Exactly. Yo, I was in drum corps. We used desks instead of drums, okay? We were lucky we had drumsticks and we used the desks, okay? Back in Queen, like that's what we did, all right? And we were happy. No.
Wait, wait, wait. No. You use the desk?
Yeah, we didn't have drums for everyone. What do you mean? Whatever the what that was in the attic. We each had we're lucky we each had two sticks. We had two sticks and a desk
You
back
said
in the
drums
day. What do you mean?
for everyone? Drums for everyone? What is
Do
this?
you
What are you gonna be
think? We had drums for
on?
everyone. Shit. No
Okay.
way. No way, Jose.
No way.
No way, Jose.
Drums for everyone? I swear, that's a t-shirt.
That's a t-shirt.
Drums for
Desks.
everyone? Big question mark. Oh man, that's really bad though. Drums and damn, girl.
Listen, we didn't have a lot of money, but we were happy we got an education.
Right? And you learned that music. Shoot, I know you did. Percussion's like no one's business. I love it. Oh my gosh. So that's gonna be our assignment for like next episode, guys.
Hall passes.
We're gonna talk about our hall passes and probably we'll kind of bleed into our untouchables, right?
Yeah.
Off pod, I know who your untouchables are, but
Yeah.
I want everybody to know so they could come at you and be like, tell you bad news about them. And break your heart, basically. No one can break my heart anymore. I trust no celebrities. They're awful. No, I love them all. It's an obsession. Clearly, we talk about them.
So
So here.
untouchables, and then we're going to continue claim to fame. We're going to continue, like, I'm going to continue watching it.
Yeah, it's so good.
So
It's
good.
so good. Yo, I can't even. You're gonna love it. You're gonna love it. I watched, guys, I watched all last season, last summer, I think it was. And it was so good. I was like, whoever came up with this, which I think it was the youngest Jonas who came up with this, the one who was like not in the band, because it makes sense. It's fitting and it works. And he's great at the hosting and I love it. They're having a really good time. I know it. Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait to be famous so someone from my family can be on the show. Or if
Or
things go
me.
well, yes. Someone in my family is gonna be famous, so I could be on the show. Whichever happens first. Whichever happens first. But I'm gonna use my 15 minutes. I'll tell you right now. You better use yo, that person, I'm not gonna get over that person who got kicked off the show, the second season.
I saw that. I was happy I caught the last time. And my dad was like, what is this? What I was like, we missed it, but we didn't miss this.
So you could catch it on Hulu.
Yeah. I'm gonna watch the first
Yeah.
part.
Yes.
Yeah.
Watch it. No commercials. Beautiful. It's a thing of art. But I also kind of I wish you could follow it with everybody, but I don't know when this episode's gonna air.
Right.
So I'm like, oh no. But I would love to hear what people. I don't listen. I don't even want to go to social media because people are like sleuthing around and they're like
Love it.
really trying to dig to see who's related to who, and they're ruining it. I don't want to know because I can't tell by face, and I'm really good at like. She looks like so and so, but this season, last year, I was almost close. But this year, I'm looking at these people like, oh, I don't see it for none of y'all.
Yeah.
So it's bananas. But listen,
So
it's been a
speaking of
really good.
15 minutes of fame, I think that wraps up our podcast for today.
I was just gonna say that. I was gonna say I had so much fun, but I know
I
you
had
have
so
a
much fun.
Yeah, I know you have a thing to do. I have a thing to go not do because I don't have anything to do. But
But
no, I do. I have so much
you do.
housework. Oh, all the housework. I love it. But no, but seriously, it has been really good catching up with you.
As always.
And big love and big kisses from here.
Big love, big kisses, bigger love, bigger kisses to you, my dear.
I love it. We had a, it was a fun episode. It was good.
It was good. It's good.
Yeah.
So we'll definitely do it again soon, and we hope that everyone continues to listen to us and keep us alive.
Alive.
Yes.
Jeez, get it together.
All right,
Anyway, no,
girl.
for listening, everybody, and thank you for
Yes,
co-hosting.
thank you. All
You're the
right, catch
best.
y'all soon.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Great news. You can now follow That's Not the Point on Twitter, X, or whatever it's called now. Plus, drop us a line at notthepointpod@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.